Prasana Vatrang Nalina Yaketakshanam Kadamba Kinjalka Pishanga Vasasam Lasan మహా రత్న హిరణ్యమాయం దం స్ఫురన్ మహా రత్న కిరీట కుండలం ప్రసానవక్తం నవినాయతేక్షణం కదంబ కింజౌక పిశంగ వాస్సం లసం మహారత్న హిరణ్మయం కదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం ప్రసాన వక్రం నలినాయతేక్షణం కదంబ కింజౌక పిశంగ వాససం లసం మహారత్న హిరణ్మయాగ్దదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం
Prasanna expresses happiness. Vakram, mouth. Nalina ayata, spread like the petals of a lotus.
Spread like the petals of a lotus.
Ikshanam.
Ikshanam.
Eyes. Kadamba. Kadamba flower. Kinjalka. Saffron. Pashanga. Yellow. Vasasam.
Garments.
Lasat. Hanging. Maharatna.
Valuable jewels.
Hiranmaya.
Made of gold.
Angadam.
Ornament.
Spurat.
Glowing.
Maharatna.
Valuable jewels.
Kirita. Headdress.
Kundalam.
Earrings. Translation is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. His mouth expresses his happiness. His eyes spread like the petals of a lotus, and his garments, yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower, are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are all made of gold, set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. Responsively, his mouth expresses his happiness.
His mouth expresses his happiness.
His eyes spread like the petals of a lotus.
His eyes spread like the petals of a lotus.
And his garments?
And his garments.
Yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower.
Yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower.
Are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are all made of gold.
His ornaments are all made of gold.
Set with jewels.
Set with jewels.
And he wears a glowing headdress and earrings.
And he wears a glowing headdress and earrings.
You see? Says text 10. Unidrihrit pankaja karnikalaye yogeshvara stapita pada palavam shilashanam kostubaratmahadam amana lakshmaya vanamadhyachitam. His lotus feet are placed over the worlds of the lotus-like hearts of great mystics. On his chest is the Kostubha jewel, engraved with a beautiful calf, and there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with fresh flowers. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The ornaments, flowers, clothing, and all the other decorations in the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead are identical with the body of the Lord. None of them are made of material ingredients. Otherwise, there would be no chance of their decorating the body of the Lord. As such, in the Paravyoma, spiritual varieties are also distinguished from the material variegatedness. Text 11. Vibhushitam mekala yam guliyakar Mahadanaya Murukam Kadadi Snidhamala Kanchitanila Kunaraya Virochamanaman Hasate Shalam. He is well decorated with an ornamental wreath about his waist and rings studded with valuable jewels on his fingers. His leglets, his bangles, his oiled hair curling with a bluish tint, and his beautiful smiling face are all very pleasing. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most beautiful person amongst all others, and Srila Shukadev Goswami describes every part of his transcendental beauty one after another. In order to teach the impersonalist that the personality of Godhead is not an imagination of the devotee for the facility of worship, but is the Supreme Person in fact and figure. The impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth is but his radiation, as the sun rays are but radiations from the sun. Om Jnanata Marandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pascha Deshacharane. Let's offer respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, can fulfill the desires of everyone, and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha Kalpa Kuruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Beautiful description of Krishna's beauty. And we're seeing daily, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, the beauty of the deities, because this Archa Vigraha, the Lord is personally present. Not only is he present in every atom of the universe, but he personally is present in the Archa Vigraha, in the temple. Many times impersonalists say that, you know, they appreciate the God is everywhere, and the purpose of life is to merge into that supreme everywhere, but they don't recognize the Lord in the temple. The Lord is everywhere. He's also here in the temple. And the deities are, when one is super advanced, will communicate and just talk with you. It's not that we're simply worshiping some idol or performing some ritualistic ceremonies just for the sake of doing that. Of course, faith is the first principle in advancing in spiritual life, Shraddha. And that faith, with a little bit of knowledge or hearing, taking lots of Mahaprasad, but chanting the names of the holy name of the Lord, the Maha Mantra, is a cleansing process. Because everyone can see that people are dying everywhere. At every moment, all living entities are dying. They come, they spend some time in this world, whether as an animal, as a demigod, or as a human being. They spend a little bit of time, and everybody's pursuing happiness. Everyone's looking for comfort and happiness. Whether it's a struggle for existence, we were hearing earlier how that the river water could be used for drinking, and there's and you have the soft arms or the cave. Speaking about the simplicity, how the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, in particular Rupa and Sanatan, were great ministers who had accumulated great wealth. Everyone is looking for wealth because the idea is Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So let us perform our religious duties so that God can give us the wealth. Give me a nice Mercedes Benz, or give me a nice bank account. If I had money, I could do so much good in this world. So everyone is pursuing, they want to do their religious duties out of formality, but ultimately the motivation is how to become wealthy, because why? Artha, the kama, sense gratification. Tomorrow's verse is going to be specifically geared at the attraction for sex desire. Our love for Krishna our pure loving relationship with Krishna has been contaminated by coming to this material world, and it's a perverted reflection. And that perverted reflection manifests itself in the form of working hard day and night to not only satisfy my senses, but then when that relationship develops, then there's children, there's house, there's land, there's responsibilities. So one has to work very, very hard for a little bit of so-called flickering temporary pleasure. But because we're mesmerized by Maya, by illusion, we're thinking that this life, this body, is the all in all. So everyone likes to decorate themselves nicely, especially ladies, they decorate themselves very beautifully. The gopis are beautiful, and the cosmetic industry is huge. But the beauty of this world is simply a slight reflection of the beauty of Krishna, the opulence of Krishna. And Krishna, he doesn't just simply come to this world and demand, well, he is saying, sarva dharma parityajam mame kang sharanam vrajam aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami vasacham. Surrender to me. Give up all your varieties of religion, all your ideas of being happy in this world, and come back home. Come back to the spiritual kingdom. So there are many philosophies of life. Many people are following this ism or that ism. Unfortunately, all our leaders, whether political or spiritual leaders, if they're not fixed in the absolute truth, just like the understanding the truth comes from Krishna himself. He's the original spiritual master. Krishna, he manifested this whole universe for all of us. We are the souls who chose to leave the spiritual kingdom and come into this world, and Krishna provides everything. Sunshine, moonshine, 33 million demigods to help us take care of all the various necessities of life so that we can live peacefully and comfortably. You know, you perform your worship, you perform your duties, and all your necessities will be provided for. But the covering of Maya is strong. So, daivi hesha guna mayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapajate mayame tantarantite. That we are covered by the illusion that this body is my very self, and these are my relatives, and these are my countrymen. Because I happen to live in this country, I am an American. I happen to live in this country, I am Indian, or I'm African. The color of my skin, the birth of this so-called temporary body. And this is unfortunate that we are being misguided. And what are the scientists and the leaders doing? Creating nuclear weapons. They want to control and enjoy somehow or other this material world. But there is no enjoyment because ultimately, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanam. Krishna comes in the form of time and destroys everyone from the highest planet down to the lowest. Even the demigods are fearful of the Lord. The sun is shining because of fear of the Lord. Indra is pouring down the rains. Sometimes Krishna, he's also retaliating against Krishna, pouring down the rains. Krishna saw that Indra is a little bit puffed up. You know, he's king of heaven. So he told Nanda Maharaj, no need to worship this Indra. Nanda Maharaj was reluctant to accept, but out of love for Krishna, he accepted. And then Indra got so angry, so torrents of rain, I want to destroy the residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna showed him, just with the baby finger of my left hand, I am lifting this Govardhan hill and protecting all the devotees. So we're hearing the history of Krishna's appearance and Krishna's activity, especially in Braj, Vrindavan. Krishna exhibits the highest love. There are servants of Krishna. There are friends of Krishna, the cowherd boys. Every morning they rise early, Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, all the other mothers, they get the boys ready for the day's adventures out in the forest tending the cows. And they're very excited. They got their buffalo horn and their flute. And you see the dress sometimes in Vrindavan, especially during the heat. You just see them in a very simple cowherd boy dress, especially Krishna Balaram. And you can appreciate the boys are so excited to see Krishna. The beauty of Krishna, Mother Yashoda is decorating very nicely the face of Krishna. And Krishna, when he's out with the cowherd boys, he's giving sidelong glances at his friends and brings them great happiness, great joy. So we're trying to appreciate also the beauty of Krishna in the form of Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, all the attendants of Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, all the gopis. Everyone is very excited to serve Krishna, to love Krishna. Even when they were searching for Krishna, he manifested himself as Vishnu forearm. They didn't give much regard. You know, yes, Jai, where's my Krishna? They're looking for Krishna, very, very fixed on Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the Supreme Lord, to spread this message of love of Godhead. Naturally, the parents are in anxiety when the child goes away or is suffering and struggling. Why are you struggling in the street? Come home, you know, we'll clean you up, we'll fix you up, give you a nice prasad, good burpee, everything, kachori, samosa. But we're rotting like the pig, just looking for the stool. Wasn't it Brihaspati, the spiritual master of Indra, cursed him? You become a hog. Oh, the king of heaven became a hog. He has his family. He made his little place there in Hogville. And Brahma thought, okay, enough. Let's bring him back. Okay, Indra, come on back. What are you talking about? Where? Come back where? I got my family. I got my responsibilities. But you go ahead. I'm happy here. So this is our nature, that we want to forget Krishna. There's no God. Nature. Everything happens automatically by nature. Who is nature? Mayajya kshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunane kanteya viparivartita. Krishna is the controlling mother nature. You think all the planets are just spinning, the sun is providing unlimited sunshine. I was speaking the other day in Vrindavan, how it is 93 million miles away, Krishna is sending the sun out. Look how beautiful it is, the weather just right. I mean, that's precision. That happened by chance? And the seasonal changes, the varieties of fruits and flowers, the beauty. If you see, I mean, Florida is nice. It is. It's got beautiful trees and flowers and birds and atmosphere and everything. And we start thinking, oh yes, this is very, very enjoyable. Yes, that's just a little glimpse, a little glimmer of enjoyment of what's available in the spiritual kingdom. You're not meant today to die. Today. You're not meant to die. Not today, at least, hopefully. We're meant to live on. We're eternal. And so, why get sidetracked with some misunderstanding of a temporary identification? You know, not that we become careless, reckless, and simply irresponsible. We have to be responsible. But our biggest responsibility is to go home and to bring back all our brothers and sisters with us, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Narsingha Bhagavan ki. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was feeling, my Lord, if you want to offer me something, I know my father was a real rascal. He was an atheist, fool number one, you know, demon number one. But if you can give him liberation, just see, the father tried to kill Prahlad in so many ways. Just like sometimes, I remember the earlier days, Ted Patrick was, or they had the deep programmers. The parents loved their children so much, they had them kidnapped from the Krishna temples to deprogram them with the nonsense of material life. I know many devotees who were subjected to the cruelties. So Narsingha Dev wanted, he couldn't tolerate that Prahlad didn't recognize him as God, what do you mean there's another God? Where is this other God? And then, okay, let me just kill him. No one could kill him, so he thought, I have to kill him myself. And we'll see tomorrow how Lord Nisringadev responds to that kind of abuse of the devotees. So Krishna comes out of love for his devotees because he wants to... why did Krishna produce us in the first place? We've always existed with Krishna, but the idea of, you know, how is it that we came into existence? For enjoyment. Krishna is expanding himself unlimitedly. He's Balaram and he enjoys a Balaram. He's Radharani and he enjoys a Radharani. He's every living entity. Every living entity is Krishna, little Krishna. But he's so magnanimous that he gives us our own individual personalities. So we can also partake in also this enjoyment with Krishna. And the whole idea of advancing, especially, it may sound simplistic, but Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked, what's the best thing you learned from your teachers? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanadhinam. Hearing about Krishna, especially in the assembly of devotees, by coming together, the interest and enthusiasm to hear about Krishna, to see his beauty, it multiplies exponentially. It's like we can chant Hare Krishna by ourselves and the japa is required, but also the kirtan. This is Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. That the Lord is so merciful that we cannot put tons and tons of grains into fires and perform elaborate sacrifices. The brahmanas are not qualified to chant these mantras, to perform the tedious intricacies of satisfying the Lord through elaborate worship. Our worship, of course, is quite elaborate. I see the beauty, and the devotees have a genuine desire to dress the Lord, like Mother Yashoda has this feeling, Krishna should be very beautiful, and they, you know, come home, stop playing, you're all dirty, take a bath, we need to decorate you. And it's a very personal relationship that Krishna is showing. What is the motherly love with Krishna? What is the friends, how they're engaged and always remembering Krishna? The gopis, what to speak of, they just felt great pain when Krishna would go off to the forest because they felt he's going barefoot. You know, mother wanted to give Krishna shoes, but he said, well, if you give all my calves and cow shoes, then I'll wear shoes. You can't, so many cows and calves, you cannot do it. So Krishna's wandering in the forest of Braj, and the gopis are thinking and feeling great pain that Krishna's feet are being pricked by these. And then what to speak of anticipating his arrival. There's some that go on to higher places on the roofs and they see the dust of the cows coming and Krishna, and they hear the flute playing of Krishna. Krishna likes playing his flute. And this flute is a magical sound vibration that awakens one's love for Krishna. And we're covered by a thick layer of tamoguna, rajoguna, ignorance, greed, lust, envy. All these things are covering our pure consciousness. But this cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadevagni nirvapanam, the chanting of the Lord's holy name and hearing his glories in the assembly of devotees is a very exalted, rapid way of cleaning the heart. And until we can clean our heart, we'll always think that, okay, yeah, it's a nice philosophy, but I got to go take care of my business now. What is our business? Got to make money. Why? I got to provide for the children, the family. We do all these things. That's why Varnashram was set up by Krishna, Chatur Varnyang Mayasrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasham. Okay, you've come to this material world. Now organize yourself in such a way that you can live according to the Vedic principles. But in today's society, it's very difficult to live a Vedic lifestyle, or according to Varnashram Dharma, Daivi Varnashram. So Prabhupada made oases. Is that proper term? Oases? Many oases. That these are very special temples. This is Vaikuntha. is none different than Vaikuntha, because the Lord is being glorified, devotees are chanting, they're serving, they're making offerings, taking prasadam, and our whole life is centered around, whether we have family or business or whatever it is, yat karoshi yadishnasi yat jahoshi didasi yat yatapasyasi kumkare tad kurushvamad arpanam, that whatever you do, whatever offerings, whatever sacrifices you perform, do it for me. So Krishna is showing us that Arjuna was not a Vedantist or a sannyasi or necessarily a great transcendentalist, although he was a very close friend of Krishna, so obviously he's on the most exalted platform. But he's telling Krishna, Krishna, this system of yoga that you're recommending is too difficult. It's just too hard. My mind is too restless. I can't bridle that mind. And how can I make any spiritual advancements? My mind is so restless. So in order to bridle the restless mind, Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, has given us the form of Archana Vigraha, this Pancharatika Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. So this worship of the deity, tomorrow we're going to have a fire sacrifice and mantras, and we have many ceremonies when a child is born, and initiation, and various rituals are there, and following rules and regulations according to Shastra guidance. Sanatana Goswami was instructed for 2 months by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally as to establishing the rules and regulations. What are the qualities of a devotee? What are the process of worship that should be followed? Especially taking in consideration Kali Yuga, that people are very much misguided, slow in spiritual advancement, and that they have such an enjoying spirit that they want to accept a guru who promises them a little gold, or it doesn't matter what you do, just, you know, pay a little money, get your mantra, you'll be okay. This is not what's recommended, that in order to achieve something of value, we have to show enthusiasm. Utsahan nishchayat taryat tatat kama pavartanat. If we don't, we're taking initiation from Srila Prabhupada in the line of disciplic succession, we're making various promises. And it says that if one is not following the rules and regulations, or at least is attempting to, then he's not even a gentleman, Prabhupada says like that, in front of the fire, in front of the devotees, in front of the deities. We're making commitment that, yes, I've been suffering so long, being kicked by Maya. I'm chasing the illusion in the desert for water. Water exists, but not in the desert. Krishna exists, but not in the form of bodily gratification. That if we want to get free of the disease and the suffering of repeated birth and death, we need to take shelter of Krishna. And the way to do that is to take shelter of the devotees. Gopi, Bharatu, Padukumariya, Das, 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 Anudas. One cannot claim that, oh yes, I am a devotee of Krishna. We have to become servant of the servant of the servant. That's why I mentioned Lita Vishaka. I may have gotten carried away. But we have to become servants of those who are serving the devotees. Srila Prabhupada is serving his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, who is serving his spiritual master. The Goswamis are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, Lord Nityananda's Balaram himself. They come, Garga Rishi or Gargacharya, during the birth ceremony of Krishna, told Nanda, Maharaj Nanda, that yes, this Krishna, he came in different colors before. Now he's in blackish color, but before he came in white, red, yellow. He comes repeatedly. And even all the inhabitants, they were appreciating Krishna's pastimes. Oh, as a little child, he killed Putana, he lifted Govardhan Hill, he performed so many wonderful activity. He must be some kind of demigod, or even the Supreme Personality, maybe an expansion of God. But Nanda told them that, yes, Gargacharya, the spiritual master, said that he will protect and give guidance. So they had full faith in Krishna. They were not overly concerned about him being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just loved Krishna. But to come to that platform, we have the Bhagavatam starting in the first and second canto, the lotus feet of the Lord. It said one should meditate on the lotus feet until you get to the tenth. I don't know if we cannot look at the face of Krishna until the tenth canto, but it's supposed to start at the lotus feet and understanding our position that, yes, the mercy is a shade. You know, we've prayed to Srila Prabhupada, by your lotus feet, all perfection can be achieved. So Krishna, he's giving unlimited blessings. They're available. Just like the sunshine is profusely shining everywhere, but if one wants to lock himself in the closet and not see the sunshine, that's your choice. So here today, especially now, is a wonderful opportunity to take up the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may try to evaluate, oh, but our leaders are nonsense. And, you know, so much trouble goes on. You know, there's no care for the animals, the children are abused, and so much pollution. And, you know, I'm not inspired by, you know, seeing all these types of things. But these are all calamities, which Mother Kunti said, let these calamities come again and again, because you're my only shelter. It forces me to take shelter of you. So when the troubles and the difficulties arise, and there will be troubles, the mind is always troubling, the president is troubling, the authorities are troubling, GBC is troubling, husband, wife is troubling, kids are troubling, so much trouble, material world, dukkhalim ashashvatam, temporary, miserable place. But if we take shelter that, okay, what is the solution? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. That we have to increase the chanting, we have to increase the dosage. You know, when the doctor sees that you're sick and the little bit of medicine he gave you is not sufficient, okay, take more medicine. You hear more about Krishna. How do we do that? That we have to regulate ourselves with enthusiasm and determination. Vyavasayatmika buddhi rekeha kuru nandana. Devotees are fixed in their determination and their purpose is that I need to put an end to this suffering. The senses have been bothering me since time immemorial. My mind is misleading me. We need to purify the intelligence by this focused attention on hearing and chanting. Srila Prabhupada emphasized that read my books, because all the guidance and all the spiritual ecstasies that everyone's looking for, the words of Krishna are absolute. He doesn't have imperfect senses or tendency to be illusion, or doesn't make mistakes or cheating propensity. These things do not exist in Krishna. Krishna is absolute. He's transcendental, always transcendental, even when he appears in this world. And then he spoke Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of everyone. And the benefit, Bhagavad Gita is the words of Krishna, not some philosopher or some poet's imaginary ideas how to utilize the words of Krishna to benefit themselves or put forward themselves in a glorified way. Yes, it's between a doctor and a patient. I'm the doctor, you're the patient. Here's my realization. We don't have to hear some mundaner, foolish person who is sure to cheat and make mistakes. You know, we don't want to hear all the nonsense in the newspapers daily, same thing, that this person bombed that person, this one killed that one, this one ran away with this one, and so much suffering and misery. News is not worthy unless it's some good suffering, some good killing, or something dramatic has to be happening. But then we can read Krishna book. We can read the adventures of Krishna and Balaram and have the faith that, what do we know what happened 100 million years ago? 1 million years ago, even tens of thousands of years ago, might have some historical record up to 3,000-4,000 years. They think that there wasn't even human beings. It was just all monkeys and animals. And finally, they evolved to the point where they became human beings. So Darwin also admits frankly that there's a lot of flaws. It's just my speculations. But the atheists and foolish persons who want to propagate the idea that there is no God, let us believe in some evolutionary idea that life comes from chemical. And through scientific advancement and research, biological research and scientific research,
We'll find out what are the building blocks of human existence. And we'll make, can you make an ant? No, I can't do that now. Well, Prabhupada tells the story of Swarup Damodar Maharaj in California, one Nobel Prize person said that we've, you know, now figured out how to make life. He goes, if I bring you the chemicals or all the necessary ingredients, can you make life? He goes, that I cannot say. So it's all a big hoax. You know, a hoax. It's a illusion that there's any kind of happiness in this world, and that by neglecting conveniently that the process which is being introduced, the beauty of Krishna consciousness is the authenticity of the literature. The Vedic literature in Sanskrit, recognized by the greatest scholars, by historians and everyone, that we have Mahabharata, Ramayana, Puranas, Itihasas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. We have great acharyas, great teachers, historians who are recognized for their ability to convey the truth. Not like some opportunist so-called leader who wants to create some revolution for name and fame and who's forgotten in a very short time or condemned, like Mussolini thought he'd been doing something cool in Italy. And what did he do? The public could see this person just a rascal. Kill him. Like Vena, King Vena, he was supposed to be protecting the citizens and guiding them. A king was a Rajarshi, was a saintly representative of God. But King Vena became very corrupt and was very cruel and would not follow any guidance. So the Brahmanas and those who are upholding religious principles killed him and brought in Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj was empowered, the incarnation of the Lord, to again regulate so that the Mother Earth is producing abundance for everyone's sustenance and that people are happy. And even during Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, everything was adjusted accordingly by Mother Nature, because Krishna is controlling Mother Nature. If people are demonic, people are atheistic, they're killing the cow, they're killing the baby in the womb. Now there's a big battle in America about whether abortion is legal, not legal, when does life really manifest itself. And they have no clue or understanding of the absolute truth. But by reading Prabhupada's books, I was getting to that point that make a time where you can have that regulated time. And I like reading out loud, because by reading out loud you're engaging the eyes, the ears, the tongue, everything. You're hearing the sound vibration. It says every word in Bhagavatam is medicinal, is transcendental. And having that faith, although we are slow in spiritual advancement, we're not intelligent, generally swimming in an ocean of ignorance, but somehow by the mercy of the devotees, by the grace of Krishna, it's not by our own endeavor, by our own, so-called greatness, that I don't need to, read some books or follow anybody. I'm a self-made individualist. But that self-made individualist, he's going to grow old, his teeth will fall out, he'll get blind, he can't hear, and then ultimately he'll die in fear. Everyone in this world is fearful. People say, no, I'm not afraid. And Prabhupada gives the example, there was an earthquake in Los Angeles. Actually, when I was in Los Angeles in 93, I was on the altar, believe it or not. I blew the conch shell for Gaur Nitai in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden the earthquake came. And all the pillars are falling, breaking. All the devotees jump up to catch the deities. And people are jumping and screaming. And, it's out of fear. Because if you say, I'm not afraid, then you take a knife to the throat. I got them. The fear is there in everyone, in bewilderment. Especially when one who is very sinful, at the time of death, we see that in Vrindavan. Many times we go to hospice or devotees are in the last stages of their life. Sometimes, one falls into coma and you don't know the fear and the anxiety that's lurking and existing. And we think, okay, death and it's all finished. It's not finished. We're eternal. We're existing eternally. So this body, how we've utilized this gift of Krishna, will be judged by Yamaraj. But for the devotees, and we should not think ourselves as devotees, unless we have to act and perform the duties which are given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So Vrindavan Dham is a very exalted place. Everything's magnified. You know, Ekadasi is magnified. Every appearance and disappearance is a good thing. Celebration, like you're talking about prasad distribution. Now we're distributing like 7, 8, 9,000 plates of prasad a day in Vrindavan. We have a new museum just now inaugurated for Prabhupada, showing the Guru Parampara. I have a little video of that I'll show you someday, soon. But every temple is like Vrindavan. Sometimes it's not so vibrant in America, but India is very growing tremendously. It goes in waves. Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission will continue for the next 10,000 years. So don't jump off the boat or don't just take it casual. Take it serious because life is short. Any moment lost is a big waste. Not even all the gold coins that you have in your possession or available can bring back that moment. So we want to utilize all our time for hearing, chanting, and serving the Lord. It's not just theoretical, it's practical service. And service, what you're doing now is service, sitting and hearing about Krishna. Greeting the deities is service. Worshipping the spiritual master is service. Reading Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and chanting the holy name is all service. But also cooking for the Lord and dressing the Lord and going out and sankirtan to glorify the Lord by helping the conditioned souls who are suffering. So this is our mission, and Srila Prabhupada wanted that we follow in his footsteps. Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, utility is the principle. So you think about it, yes, we need to get the books out. The books are the basis because preaching is the essence. Why? Because the material world, everyone's suffering and struggling. We want to help people out. But without purity, then you don't have the intelligence. Utility means to organization with intelligence. How can I help myself and help others? The doctor has to heal himself. So there's a few points, it's 5 to 9. I'm sorry that Badr was not feeling well today, but I'm glad to have a little opportunity to speak a few words. I know I went all over the place, but our main focus is the beauty of Krishna, his transcendental appearances for our pleasure out of love. I mean, not our pleasure, his pleasure, but also to make us happy. He wants to bring us back home, back to Godhood. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Lalita Vishaka Radhisham ki jai. Nitai Gopri. Anyone have a question, comment, correction? Panditji?
Nice glass, I mean, it's, you know, for us.
Thank you.
Short time to prepare. I read somewhere when Krishna play his flute, everything becomes stunned. Mm-hmm. The rocks would melt, soften. The river would stop flowing. The animals would just mesmerize. You know, they'd just be stunned. They can't move. Yeah, like that. So amazing. Everyone, all the living entities that stated. I think that was in and some other places I read it too. But it's so amazing when, you know, when Krishna, you were talking about Krishna playing his flute.
Krishna's flute is
so stunningly amazing, you know. Yeah.
See, Cupid, everyone's attracted by Cupid, Madan. But when we chant the holy name and associate with Krishna, then we meet Madan Mohan, the counselor of Cupid. Then, Tapakanchana Gaurangera Devrindavaneshwari Shabana Sutu Devi Pranamami Harepe. Then Madan Mohan Mohini comes in play. So she helps us. So this flute is very attractive, and we have to tune in, get the right channel and tune in.
Yes, Prabhupada. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave a commentary on this, that we chant Kala Ma Devi, his Gayatri Mantra, that's the sound of the flute. Mm-hmm. That we have to be elevating our consciousness to connect that perception. I have a question. Like Prabhupada said to Kumanta Samara, we don't need to go outside. Everything is in this Krishna Valaram temple. Can you tell me what it is? I mean, I want to know what the...
Well, Brahmananda was sitting there in the asana some years back, and he was telling that some devotees were telling Prabhupada, devotees are going here and going there, you know, running to Radhakunda, you know, here, going to see this Baba and that, this thing. And Prabhupada said that everything's within the four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir, the whole, you know, everything necessary. So, in the same way, in the temple, this is all Vaikuntha, everything is here, the whole goal of life is available here. So we don't need to run around and think, well, this book is nice, but there's so many other books and there's so many other things to see and so many other things to do. Mind is so restless, it's unchaste. So I think that's for the sake of, chastity. Sometimes God brothers of Srila Prabhupada, why, you know, do you tell your disciples not to associate with the Brijabhasis and or, you know, other mat? And it's just that a little deviation. It says one who hears from my bodies, he'll lose his opportunity for devotional service for a long, long time, maybe for unlimited, because the wrong impressions were very, how you say, neophytes, were very young and understanding. And so the father very carefully nurtures and protects, just like a plant, a very little plant. You put a fence around it until it can grow and strengthen itself. So everything is there, Krishna. Not that, okay, now I'm advanced, now I can go and sit in, you know, Radhakund and, you know, just forget about other things. We follow in our family business, Prabhupada's business, of staying strict, following very obediently, humbly our spiritual master, and staying in the association of devotees who are like-minded. You know? So, I'm sure there's so much to say. Where's Pancha? He's there? Tell him we got to get together, do some kirtan together. We used to do kirtan together all the time. Yes, the kirtan is very wonderful in Vrindavan. When the pilgrims visit, you know, the big Durga at the very front, and we have the Prem Mandir and this one. But when they come into Krishna Balaram Mandir, they light up like a Christmas tree. They see the beauty of Krishna Balaram. They hear the roaring kirtan, everyone dancing, sitting together. And it's like they never experienced anything like that in their life. So this is what Prabhupada wanted, that we chant with enthusiasm, dance, and give lots of prasad and follow this process, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.